The Gemara in Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph brings down the drasha by Anita. It says, "Minayin l'Anita shesaferes la'atzma." How do you know that Anita is safer for herself? Shenamar v'safer l'shivas yamim lo la'atzma. Anita has a chiyuv to be safer during the Shemini Kiyum, and she's neman on that sfira. That's the din of a safer lo la'atzma. Taisus over here asks Akasha. He says, if there's din of sfira by Anita or by Zava, then why doesn't she make a bracha? Just like you make a bracha on sfira za'aymer, is the din to be safer the aymer, make a bracha on sfira za'aymer. So l'char Anita should make a bracha on the din of sfira of Zayin Nekiyim. Zava keeps Zayin Nekiyim, should have to make a bracha for the din of sfira of the Shiva Nekiyim. And Taisus gives a teretz, Taisus of Menachos and Daf Samechei says the same thing pretty much. He says that there's a chilik between Nida and Sfiras Aimer, because by Nida, if she ends up seeing during the Zayin Nekiyim, she's going to be Sisis, and Mafreya would come out that it's a bracha levatala. If she made a bracha in the first couple of days, and then she sees Dam, Mafreya, it's a bracha levatala, because she's Sisis in the Shiva Nekiyim. Mashenkin by Sfiras Aimer, when there's no chash, it'll become a bracha levatala. Mafreya, over there, you're able to make a bracha, but over here, where it could be a bracha levatala, over there, there's you're not able to make a bracha. That's Taisus' teretz. Now, lechar, it's tamu, it's a pella. What does Taisus mean? By Sfiras Aimer, also, it's a, if you end up missing a day, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So you have the same chash. You shouldn't be able to make a bracha, because maybe you'll miss a day, and it'll be a bracha levatala. So the same reason a nida doesn't make a bracha, because she might have a riyah and be saiser, and for that reason, it could be a bracha levatala. Lechar, that's true by Sfiras Aimer as well. So what's the chil between Sfiras Aimer and Nida? Now, Pashas, you could say that Taisus is going Lishitasam. Taisus and Menachos and Daf Samechva brings down the Anichinam, the Shitas of Bahag is that if you miss a day, you can no longer count. But Taisus himself is Chalik on that. Taisus argues on the Bahag, and he holds even if you miss a day, you could continue counting. So Taisus Lishitasa, it's not a Kasha, because by Sfiras Aimer, even if you miss a day, you're not going to be Saiser, and that's why you can make a Bracha. Meshenkin over here, if she's a Raya, she would be Saiser, and for that reason, she should not make a Bracha. But the Kasha still remains with the Bahag. The Bahag himself, who holds that that if you miss a day, you can make a bracha. Lefi him, what's talking the pshat? Why does Anida not make a bracha? And by Sfiras Aimer, you do. It could be mechalik, but maybe the chilik is by Anida, it's not beyond, it's not up to her. She could try as much as she wants, but maybe she'll be right. And besides, Mashenka, by Sfiras Aimer, it is officially up to you to try not to forget, so maybe that's different. Efshe, that could be a chilik, lefi the bahag. But I was thinking that maybe you could say a different yosai to answer this kasha, what the chilik is between Anida and Sfiras Aimer, Lefi Taisvis, and the Bahag, that the pshat could be like this, that by Sfiras Aimer, if you count for a couple days and then you miss a day, so even Lefi the Bahag, they're not allowed to continue counting, and you can no longer make a bracha, it's not the pshat that the days until now were a bracha batala. Those days were taka good sfira. The sfira was chal, the bracha was good, and you were yaitzah the mitzvah of sfira of those days. It's just that now that you miss a day, there's nothing to connect those days to the future days. It has to be consecutive counting, so you can no longer count with a bracha. So you can't count mikana labav, and lemafreya, all the days you counted until now, those are good days, that's a good sphere, and the bracha is not a bracha levatala. And that's why you're able to make a bracha by Sfiras Aimer. Meshenkin by Nida, if she's right and she's saiser, then lemafreya, there's no sphere at all, and the whole thing will be levatala. That taka would be a bracha levatala, and for that reason, Anida does not make a bracha, but by Sfiras Aimer you do, because even though if you forget, you can no longer continue counting with the bahag, but that doesn't ruin all the days until now. And therefore, he could make a bracha, and there'd be a nafkamina la'alacha lefi. That's something the post can talk about. If a person knows that he's going to miss a day, he knows he's going to have a surgery during sphere, does that mean that he can't start counting because you know eventually you're going to have to stop in the middle? Or do we say that no, that maybe lamaisa right now you could count and you could continue counting? So lefi this havana, lechara, in such a case, you would have to count, because even though you might not be able to continue the counting from the surgery and on, but up until the surgery, it's a good sphere. You yaitza the sphere, you can make a bracha. It's not a bracha batala mafreya, and for that reason, he would be able to, you should count in such a case, even if you know that you will end up missing a day. Just want to end off with a peldik ha'maisa that happened, but again, to this taisus, when I was a bacher learning Menachos, so I came across this taisus of Menachos and Daf Samachay, that's really the same identical taisus, the taisus over here on Daf Ayin Beis and Ksubis. And so I was working on this kasha, what's the pshat, what's the chilik between Sfiras Aimer and Nida, and I went to speak to Rabbi Yitzchak Soloveitchik Shlita, and so I walked into his office where he was learning, and I asked him if I could ask him a kasha on a taisus of Menachos, and I noticed that he had a Gemara Ksubis open in front of him. She was learning Ksubis at the time. So I said to him, I said, even though Chazal say that Kikai Rabbi Hai Masechta Al Tashayla B'Masechta Chariti, when the Rabbi is only one Masechta, they can't ask him in a different Masechta, so how can I ask you about a taisus of Menachos if you're learning Ksubis? I said that over here it's not a problem because the Taisus and Menachos that I want to ask you about appears in Ksubis as well. And as soon as I said that, he said right away, Taisus and Ksubis, Daf Ayin Beis, And he nailed the Taisus right away, he chapped right away which Taisus it was, because I guess this is the only Taisus that appears both in Menachos and in Ksubis. That was his Ga'inus and his Bekiyus, if he knew right away which Taisus it was that appears in Menachos Samech Hei and Ksubis Ayin Beis. And Al-Kopanim, that's the Kashan Taisus, and perhaps that could be a teretz to be mazer what Taisus Chilek really is.